前回までのヒーローズ。
I think we found someone who can help us fix the past.
I need you to send me back.
You have a rare gift, you know, to right the wrongs of your life, undo your mistakes.
You can never change the past. It's bad, always. Everything is connected. It's the butterfly effect.
When Andu tells Hiro to forget his bucket list, Hiro says, I must undo all the wrongs I have committed in my life. It is my mission. Andu says, floating through time is killing you.
I had a friend once. She knew she was dying, but that didn't push her off her path. Her name was Charlie. Oh my god, I can't believe I left her off the list.
You promised you were staying back.
Hiro teleports away. Chapter 7, Once Upon a Time in Texas. Still in his hospital gown, Hiro teleports back to 3 years ago and sees Charlie working in the Burnt Toast Diner.
Charlie!
You bet, hon.
Oh. Hiro steals a Knight Rider t-shirt from a nearby washing line.
Freeze! Them's my daddy's clothes you're stealing.
Oh, I'm sorry, but this is a matter of life and death. Destiny has sent me here to save the life of the woman I love.
Love? There ain't no such thing.
Oh, yes, there is. My love's name is Charlie. You've heard the story before. Boy meets girl.
Hey, anything looking good, Gareth? What's that on your jacket? Bachi guy. That means I don't belong here, right?
Boy falls in love with girl.
Ecto a? Paki?
Perfecto! You ready for disco? Girl dies. Boy travels back through time to try to save her life. Charlie was my heart, my world, my happily ever after. I did everything I could to try and save her life. But life isn't a fairy tale. No matter how hard I tried, the brain man, Siler, always killed her. When she died, I lost a part of myself. My greatest failure.
Now, I've come back in time to try again, to save Charlie. And this time, I will defeat the Brain Man.
What's a Brain Man?
It's okay. I will make sure he doesn't hurt anybody. I'm the good guy.
Good guys wear white hats. Bad guys wear black hats.
The boy gives Hiro his white sheriff's hat. Then they turn and see Siler standing outside the diner in a black baseball cap.
You mind?
They're in Siler's way, but he just walks past them anyway and enters the diner.
He was wearing a black hat.
Hiro sits down, looking shocked.
Oh boy.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. Present day. Lydia's waiting for Samuel outside a trailer.
How's Arnold?
He's dying. Might be tonight. Sooner, I don't know. Our family is shrinking and our graveyard's getting bigger. We need Hiro Nakamura.
You said he was on a path.
It's a damn long walk. We need him now. It's not gonna be easy.
Oh, come on, you can convince an apple that it's an orange.
I know. We need him to fix the past. It's just, I don't know how I'm gonna convince him.
Desperate times, desperate measures, and all of that.
When she sits down and moves her long hair to the side to reveal her back, he gets out his long pen and injects the ink into it. A tattoo of Charlie appears.
He's in love.
Her name is Charlie. There's a problem. She's dead. 3 years ago.
That's not a problem, I'd say. Opportunity.
There's more. There's a lot more.
Samuel creates more ink, which bleeds into the skin of Lydia's back, then forms a tattoo of Noah. A line then snakes upwards from Noah, connecting him to Claire, and then Siler and Charlie.
How are you going to get back there?
I'm going to have to ask my dying friend to help me again.
You can't.
We all have sacrifices to make. Desperate times. Desperate measures. And all that.
3 years ago, Charlie breezes past Hero, who's hiding behind the Midland Chronicle, to offer Siler the coffee pot.
Warm you up?
Well, if you please.
Oh, nice watch. That's a, Siler Field Edition, right? You know, those were modeled after the watch that Allied Commander John Pershing brought back from Russia after World War I.
Are you a collector?
No. No, I just, I read about him in a magazine and just remembered. Just something my brain's been doing a lot of lately, just remembering everything.
Everything?
I'm my very own Wikipedia.
Okay, who won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964?
Martin Luther King.
1986?
Elie Wiesel.
What's the most common cause of death?
Heart attacks.
What's the best thing on the menu?
Tahitian pancakes. Fruit cocktail, coconut shavings, it's yummy.
Do you think that your genius memory is because of that blood clot in your brain?
How did you...
I have a gift, too. I can see how things work. And how to fix them if they're broken. One look at you, it's plain as day.
With his hand, he mimes the blood clot exploding.
I will try those Tahitian pancakes, thank you very much.
Samuel appears behind Hero.
Smart move, hiding like that.
You, from the Carnival Butterfly Man.
We need to talk, Hero, now.
No, that's not what I'm saying, Sandra. Of course I want to be there for homecoming. I don't want to disappoint Claire, but I don't control my work schedule. I'll pick up milk on the way home. And the greenies for Michael's right. Love you.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic was actually a bitch. Homecoming, hooray! Everything okay?
Yeah, fine.
Because you're making the face.
I'm not making the face.
Yeah,
I don't make faces.
Yes, you do. Every time you lie to Sandra, your eyebrows furrow and you get this line right here.
I wish that I could tell her the truth. I wish I could tell her that the reason I'm gonna miss homecoming is because I'm trying to catch a deranged serial killer with superpowers. You know what? I'm trying to save our daughter's life and I can't even tell her.
Lying sucks, it does. Especially to family. I mean, I wish I could tell my mom that I missed my nephew's bar mitzvah because I was busy bagging a guy that could shoot fire out of his nose, but I can't.
So what'd you tell her?
PMS.
I don't think that would work for me. This is nice.
What is nice?
Being able to, you know, not be so guarded, not be on. Just nice to have a friend I can talk to.
Is that what this is? Two friends talking?
What would you call it?
Flirting. It's just been so long you don't recognize it.
No, it's not.
We've been having breakfast twice a week for months now. Miles out of town. I mean, the pancakes are not that good.
No, they're not.
You and I, we can talk about anything. It's more than friends. And you're such a cowboy, you'd never admit it. So I'm taking the initiative. And I...
She shows him a key.
Booked a motel room. Crazy, right? Or not.
Yes. No, 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 no. I will be right there. Don't do anything until I get there. You can see her with the Siler paintings.
Go. I'll meet you at the office.
Noah gets up and leaves, passing Hero and Ando, who are being served by Charlie at a table, and Siler, who uses his telekinesis to draw his coffee cup into his hand. Future Hero is with Samuel.
Are you a time traveler too? Are you following me? What are you doing here, Butterfly Man?
The question is, what are you doing here?
I'm here to save Charlie.
And why would you be doing something like that?
You told me I could right the wrongs of my life by stepping on the right butterflies. This is the biggest. It's Mothra.
I'm here, Hero, to make sure you understand the magnitude of your endeavor to protect you. This isn't a simple spilled slushy. Look. You were on a specific path. Everyone was. Siler and Peter and Claire. I'm making a tremendous sacrifice to make sure you succeed, Hero. This place is a minefield. One mistake here and it's kablooey history. Awful lot of trouble for one girl. Pretty as little Susie Flapjacks is she absolutely worth it?
Yes.
Hero turns round and sees that his other self and Ando and Charlie and Siler have all disappeared. In the storeroom, Charlie's busy opening a large can of fruit salad when she hears a noise, stops, and looks about her. Hiding in the shadows nearby, Siler points his index finger at her head. Suddenly, time freezes and Hero walks in. He smiles at Charlie, then turns and glares at Siler. With Siler still frozen and pointing his finger, Hero wheels him out of the diner onto the street, where time is still standing still. Hero opens the luggage compartment of a bus and says, "You will go on your path. Peter Petrelli will stop you and save the cheerleader, just like he is supposed to. Then the future will be back on track, and Charlie and I will live happily ever after. The end." After sliding Siler into the luggage compartment, he closes the door, then rushes back to the storeroom. Looking at Charlie, his smile falters, then he checks his reflection in the mirror. "Don't be nervous. You're gonna be awesome, charming, super cool." Hero pushes his glasses up his nose, then turns to Charlie. "But if Charlie doesn't die, I don't go back in time to save her, and we don't fall in love. And that means history goes kablooey."
"Great Scott."
"Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back." Hero hurries out into the diner, looks at Ando, then picks a birthday photo of Charlie off the notice board. "I should be in this picture. I'm not." He looks at Samuel across the room, then says, "Not yet." Hero steps into the men's room, where Hero in the past is bending over the sink. Then he unfreezes time. Past Hero says, "You, you're me." "Yes, I am future Hero." Past Hero says, "Like Peter Petrelli saw on the subway train. Where's your sword?" "I left it at home. I have come to tell you about our destiny." Past Hero grins and says, "Save the cheerleader, save the world." Future Hero says, "Actually, the cheerleader's going to be fine. You must save the waitress. She's dead. The brain man killed her." He stops Past Hero leaving, then says, "You need to go quickly, 6 months into the past, and save her." When Past Hero says he's confused, Future Hero says, "Charlie is our true love, the MJ to our Spidey. But you must go back 6 months to preserve the space-time continuum. If not, we will never fall in love with Charlie." Past Hero says, "And then we will never save her." "Exactly," says Future Hero. "The fate of the world depends on it." The two heroes bow to each other, then Past Hero teleports away. "Moron," says Future Hero. Then he cheers when he sees he's back in the photo with Charlie. At Primatech, Eden shows Noah into a room where Isaac is being held.
"Isaac? This is Mr. Bennett, the man I told you about."
"This girl, the one you've painted here, and here, and there, she's my daughter. You're not the only one with special abilities, Isaac. There are others. Siler is killing them, one at a time."
"If you know who he is, then why can't you stop him?"
"Because nobody knows what he looks like. That's why I need your help."
"To do what?"
"You know, 14 years ago. The one left behind a baby girl with no one to take care of her. My wife and I had been having trouble conceiving a child of our own at the time, and it was like God had reached down and given us a miracle. Isaac, this is my daughter we're talking about.
Later, Noah kicks a paper bin in frustration. His blonde colleague from the diner joins him.
I was eavesdropping, sorry, but I heard everything.
She steps closer to him.
I had no idea. You and I will handle this, okay?
Their eyes lock for a long, intimate moment. Then she stands on her tiptoes and kisses him on the lips. He responds, cupping her face, but then she pulls back.
I'm such an ass, I'm sorry. Look, homecoming isn't for 37 hours.
37 hours and 17 minutes.
We're made of time. We'll nail this guy. And this thing here, just pretend it never happened, okay? I'm Haitianing you.
No, no. Don't Haitian me. I don't want to forget.
Future hero steps out of the diner's men's room, then touches his temple with a frown.
Everything all right, hero?
Yeah, okay, cowboy.
Now, why do you look like the cat who ate the canary?
I did it. No kabrui, see?
Sweet. Now I'm beginning to understand why you're going to all this trouble.
Yes. I don't want to waste another minute.
You sure you got all your I's crossed and your T's dotted?
I'm sorry?
Samuel looks pointedly at Ando, making Hero remember his friend. Hero bows and says, thank you very much, then dashes to join Ando in the booth. Ando asks, what happened to your clothes? And Hero replies, I am future Hero. When Ando asks, where's your sword? Hero says, forget the sword. Look, your hero is 6 months in the past. You must wait for him. He'll be here soon. Just promise me you'll wait. Ando replies, fine, I promise. Hero says, good, great. Stay there. Stay right there. Stay. Stay. Then he hurries back to the storeroom.
Charlie?
Hero.
He squeezes her tightly, lifting her off her feet.
What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. Not anymore.
You're acting like you haven't seen me in forever.
Come on, let's go.
Go where?
Anywhere, everywhere. Pick a place. Your trip around the world starts today.
I don't have anything packed.
We can buy clothes when we get there.
You're serious.
I don't want to spend one more minute apart from you. Come with me, right now. Where are we going, Charlie?
Otsu, Japan. It's where Takezo Kensei was born.
He says, you remember? And she says, of course.
In the Shiga Prefecture, Otsu is a favorite destination for relaxing on the beaches of Lake Biwa.
We can take nice long walks.
The average rainfall in Otsu is 13 inches. The average temperature is 10 degrees Celsius.
Charlie?
The Emperor Tenji built the Omiyotsu Palace in 672, and the famous haiku writer Matsuo Basho wrote that the city smelled like fish.
Charlie!
Her eyes widen.
What was I saying?
You are on autopilot, talking about Otsu. Charlie, over here.
When she sways, he helps her to a seat.
What's going on?
Stuporous. Decerebrate rigidity, vegetative disturbance.
I don't understand.
It's the aneurysm. It's rupturing. I'm dying, Hero.
Hero looks towards outside.
Not yet, you're not.
Hero arrives on a scooter at Odessa bus station. Finding the bus where he stored Siler, he waits until the driver's gone, then lifts up the luggage compartment door. He frowns. Suddenly, he's lifted up and slammed against the bus window by Siler.
You, who are you? I was just in a diner and then... What did you do to me? What do you want?
You said you could fix things. I need you to fix Charlie. You told her you understand how to fix things that are broken. She's dying.
You're dying first.
Hero freezes time, slides to the ground. Then once he's at a safe distance, he unfreezes it again.
You can't kill me, Brain Man.
Now Siler, who's all in black, squares up to Hero in white in a back alleyway. Just like in a spaghetti western.
I have something you want.
Yeah, your power.
Before Siler can take it, Hero freezes time, runs round behind him, then unfreezes it again.
How are you able to do that?
I'm the master of time and space. But right now, I'm freezing time.
Well, that must get tiring. I can do this all day. Can you?
Siler holds up his hand, but Hero freezes time again, then runs round behind him.
If you kill me, you will never learn what I know about the future. Your future. Your life. And death.
Now I know you're lying. I'm on my way to meet a very special cheerleader. Then I'll be invincible, immortal.
Are you sure about that? I will tell you everything I know if you help me save Charlie.
You're dying too, aren't you? A tumor, huh? Well...
They see some cheerleaders skipping past. Hero takes Siler back to the storeroom.
Hero!
How is she?
Not well. Who's he?
He's a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
We'll help her, I swear.
Lynette steps out of the room.
You can help her, right? You saw her aneurysm. You can take it out.
No problem. It's like bowling a melon. I usually prefer more invasive style.
She dies, you die.
Hero? If it's my time, I'm okay with that. Really, you don't have to do this.
No. We are meant to be together. Whatever it takes.
You might want to stay still for this.
When Siler raises his hand to her, she says to Hero, I'm scared. Hero cups her face and says, in Japan there was a very famous poet named Ryokan. He wrote my favorite haiku. The thief left it behind. The moon at my window. Even if everything else is lost, we will always have our love. No thief, no illness can ever take it away. A tear of blood trickles from Charlie's eye. Trembling, she says, our love is the moon. Then Hero wipes away her tear.
Charlie?
I'm fine, he did it.
Grinning, Hero gives her a warm hug, while Siler looms in the background. The Wildcat cheerleaders are at the bus station to greet the opposing team. Claire stops, then peels away from the other cheerleaders when she spots Noah standing on the other side of the street.
Hey!
Hey!
Everything okay?
Can't a father go see his daughter cheer at homecoming?
You never see me cheer.
I know. I hate that I might miss homecoming tomorrow.
I was supposed to grab a bite to eat with the girls, but, I don't know, we could hang if you want.
I would love to hang.
So everything's okay at work?
Yeah. Why would you think something's wrong?
I mean, do you like it? Do you love it, selling paper?
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I just I'm sorry. I can't imagine you being in high school and saying, when I grow up, I want to sell paper.
Well, no, not exactly.
What did you want to do? Tell me, please.
I wanted to teach high school English, Shakespeare.
What do you know about Shakespeare?
Now, fair Hippolyta, our nuptial hour draws on apace. 4 happy days bring in another moon, but oh, methinks how slow this old moon wanes. She lingers my desires. Something.
Wow. What is that, Romeo and Juliet?
Midsummer Night's Dream. It's all about falling in and out of love.
You're a drama geek. I think you should do it. I think you should teach. I mean, you can wait till I graduate, but I think you should.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
I just think you should do what makes you happy.
I am happy.
Yeah, leaving! Come on!
You go. I'll see you later.
Love you.
I'll be back.
As Claire heads off, Noah's smile fades. Then, with a pensive look on his face, he reaches into his pocket and takes out the motel room key his colleague gave him earlier. Hero, Charlie, and Siler are still in the storeroom.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm telling you, I feel fine.
Wow, you're right. These are incredible. Sorry to interrupt this little Hallmark moment, but we had a deal. You tell me everything you know.
Yes. I will tell you how you die. You die at all. I'm sorry.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It means that you will collect a lot of powers. You will kill many people. You will become strong, the strongest of them all. But in the end, it won't make any difference.
He looks at Charlie, then back at Siler.
We all gather to stop you. You alone. No one will mourn your death. No one will shed a tear. No one. I wish I can change your fate. But you must go on your path.
Hero teleports himself and Siler back to the alleyway, unfreezes time, then rides off on the scooter. Siler bends down to pick up his black baseball cap, which he looks at thoughtfully. Hearing the cheerleaders, he puts the cap firmly back on, then sets off in their direction. Noah's colleague is having a drink in the motel room. Noah lets himself in with the key.
I would love one of those.
She pours him a large one, then he takes a drink and looks at her.
I'm glad you
came. I can't
do
this. I just don't think it's smart for either one of us. Workplace romances never are.
Please don't do that.
Do what?
Blame it on the job. Come on. You do that with Sandra and Claire, not me.
You know how complicated it can be. You know.
I know. I've been to the human resources training. Come on. That is not this. This isn't let's go have sex in the supply closet because we're bored with our lives thing. You care about me.
He steps up close to her.
Yes, I do.
When he caresses her cheek, she turns away, a little overwhelmed, then sits down on the bed.
Oh, you're such good liars. We've convinced ourselves that everything is okay, but it is not okay. Taking the long way home, you know, having that extra beer with dinner. Don't you want to be yourself? Don't we deserve a little bit of happiness?
He sits down next to her, then she turns to look at him.
I love my family. And as complicated as it is, as much as I lie to them,
I still love them. And maybe one day I can tell them the truth. I just don't want to destroy that possibility. And that is the truth.
I know.
You're a great agent.
Yeah. I can bag and tag with the best of them. I'm a regular rodeo queen.
I need you, Lauren. I need your help with the Siler mess. I need your help with Claire.
She nods.
Of course. Of course. And I will always be there to help you, Noah. Let's get back to work.
Charlie's chatting to Lynette in the diner when Ando comes out to talk to Future Hero. Sorry to disturb you, Future. Hero says, everything is perfect. Keep waiting for me. I'll be back soonish. Now go back inside. Go, go. Ando heads back in. Then Charlie comes out looking troubled.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I kind of have a knot in my gut.
Oh, then allow me to untie it.
You're the one that put it there. Look, Hero, I was okay with Don. Really, I'd accepted that. But this, gosh, this just feels like cheating.
No, it's okay.
It's not. It's not okay. I mean, that man, Siler, you said he's going to kill a lot of people. I just don't understand how you could let him do that. You're supposed to be one of the good guys.
I had to preserve the time-space continuum.
You didn't. You changed it. You saved me.
But this is our happily ever after. We're going to Otsu. Yay, Otsu!
You know, 300,000 people die every single day. Young, old, there are accidents, murders. Why am I any different? Why do I get to live?
Because I love you.
And that's just selfish.
She walks away from him, leaving him crushed. In the Primatech staff room, Noah's looking through newspaper clippings when Lauren comes over to him with an envelope.
Excuse me? I found this on my desk. I guess somebody delivered it by mistake.
He opens it up and finds inside the motel room key.
You planning a sting at the Midland Motel?
He turns to look at her, then gets up from his table and joins her by the counter.
So, we're pretending that we've never been to the Burnt Toast Diner?
She looks at him blankly, then he steps away.
Everything okay, Bennett?
He's reading a note that says, Noah, gone Haitian, wiped my memory. Better this way, more professional. Love, Lauren.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my mistake. I thought I saw you there.
Have a good night.
You too.
A curious look crosses his face. At the diner.
Beer, please. Root.
Sitting at the bar, Hero sags and says to himself, it's over. Standing next to him, Noah says, excuse me, do I know you? Nope, Hero replies, not yet. I'm sorry, are you okay? Hero replies, I think I may have ruined my chance at finding true love.
The course of true love never did run smooth.
Noah says, it's a messy business, friend. Then he picks up his bag, raises his near-empty beer glass and says, good luck. Then with a friendly pat on Hero's back, Noah leaves, passing Charlie on her way in.
Charlie.
Hero stands up to greet her.
I was just so terrible to you. After everything you did, risking your life, you must think something awful of me.
Oh, never. I understand what you think. That I was selfish. And maybe I was. But I'm not. I know the world is a better place with you in it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for saving my life.
Oh, shucks, ma'am. It was no trouble. Were you crying?
No, it's folding paper. I was trying to make 1,000 origami cranes. Watashimo anata to.
I want her happy ending too.
Musabaretai no. Aishiteru.
I love you. Clasping hands, they share a tender kiss on the lips. Then Hiro says, happily ever after.
Hi.
She says, let's go. And he nods, then she turns and leads the way out. Moments behind her, Hiro grips the piece of origami paper she gave him, then steps outside.
Here, Charlie.
He looks up, but she's gone.
Butterfly Man, what's going on?
I've done something very bad, Hiro.
What do you mean?
I've taken Charlie. I had to.
Had to what? Where? Where have you taken her?
Back to my carnival. Rather, forward to our present.
Why? Why would you do that?
To get to you. It's all been about you, Hiro.
Take me to her! Where is she? Where is Charlie?
You're gonna have to dig deep and take control. You're gonna have to take us back. If you ever want to see her again.
Hiro slams Samuel back to the carnival.
You did it, Hiro. You're gaining control back. That's great.
Hiro yells, where's Charlie?
She's not exactly here.
Samuel holds up his hands. Then Hiro turns and sees all the carnival family members gathered around them.
Charlie? Have you seen Charlie? Where is Charlie?
He barges through them, spots Charlie's name badge lying on the hay on the ground, then hurries up the steps of a trailer. Inside, he lifts up a checked cover and finds Arthur lying dead underneath, wearing an oxygen mask. Samuel appears.
His name was Arnold. He was a time traveler, just like you. His body couldn't take the strain. He had a tumor, just like you. The last thing I asked him to do was to take your Charlie and trap her somewhere in time. I killed him.
Your murderer.
Yeah.
Tell me where Charlie is.
If I told you, there'd be nothing to keep you here.
You manipulated me. This whole time.
You left me no choice. You've got too much of that. What do they call that in Japan? Giri? Honor. I respect that. I respect you, but I had to do something to get you to work for me. To fix my past.
Why me? If you had a time traveler.
If anyone here found out about my transgressions, all the good work I've done would unravel.
You're not a Butterfly Man. You're an evil Butterfly Man.
Samuel tosses Charlie's name badge to him.
Exactly where your sweet Charlie is. And you can save her, but only if you do exactly what I ask you to do. I got my own butterflies that need crushing.
Hiro gazes down at Charlie's name on the badge, then looks back up at Samuel.
What must I do?
I made a mistake. About 8 weeks ago.
8 weeks ago, Samuel is standing looking horrified.
Sorry. So sorry.
As a small fire burns nearby, Mohinder is lying dead on a motel room floor. To be continued.